This is co-curator Thomas Herron speaking. Edmund Spenser was one of England's greatest poets and also a mid-level New English administrator in Ireland for much of his mature career. Spenser advocated subduing the Irish by force of arms, colonization, and martial law. The Irish had the last laugh, however, burning Spenser and his family out of house and home at Kilcolman on the Munster Plantation in 1598 during the 9 Years' War. Despite his coarse politics, Spenser's poetry, in many different genres, was extraordinarily intelligent, sensitive, and refined. It, too, reflected Irish politics and, in a softer vein, described attractive Irish landscapes. In the following love poem to his second wife, included in his collection Amoretti and Epithalamion, whose title page is on display here, Spenser woos his English bride by writing her name on a strand or beach, presumably in Ireland. Time will wash away the writing, but not their love, which is immortalized in the poem, the 75th in the sequence. The sonnet shows a typical Spenserian fascination with mutability or change and the power of art to overcome it. One can't help but think of Spenser's precarious state at Kilcolman, prone as it was to ruin and decay. The poem is read here by Professor Julian Lethbridge of Tübingen University.
One day I wrote her name upon the strand, but came the waves and washed it away. Again I wrote it with a second hand, but came the tide and made my pains his prey. Vain man, said she, that is in vain assay a mortal thing so to immortalize. For I myself shall like to this decay, and eke my name be wiped out likewise. Not so, quod I, let baser things devise to die in dust, but you shall live by fame. My verse, your virtues rare shall eternize, and in the heavens write your glorious name, where when as death shall all the world subdue, our love shall live, and later life renew.